The Purim Story.
Vayehi bimei Achashverosh, hu Achashverosh, hamelech hoydu v'yakush sheva, v'yesrim v'yom edino, v'yomi emohem.
Hear ye, hear ye! The king hereby invites all the inhabitants of the city of Shushan to a royal feast to be held at the king's royal palace. Hear ye, hear ye!
That foolish King Ahasuerus, always raising our taxes. It's about time he did something right with our money.
A royal feast at the royal palace? I can hardly wait to taste the food!
Who cares about the food? As long as there's something to drink.
Most of the inhabitants of Shushan were eagerly preparing for the king's royal banquet. Most, with the exception of Mordechai HaYehudi, who was the teacher and respected leader of the Jewish people.
And now, Talmidim, the pasuk can be understood. All right, Musa Seder. Menachem.
Yes, Rabbi.
I like that question you brought up in today's lesson. It shows you're really applying yourself to your studies. Wait, what's that announcement?
Held at the king's royal palace. Hear ye, hear ye. The king hereby invites all the...
I was afraid something like this was going to happen. Our people must realize the great danger this banquet presents to us. Menachem, I need a favor. Quickly. Hang up signs throughout the Jewish section that I will address a vital meeting tonight at the city shul. Meanwhile, I'll discuss with the other sages of the city what must be done.
Quiet! Quiet! Dozenberg, please keep quiet! Rabboisai, please, let Reb Mordechai speak!
My brothers and sisters, please take heed to what I have to say. The king's royal banquet places us in a very grave situation. The feast poses a threat not only to us, but to the entire Jewish nation. The king knows that Hashem will always protect us in our times of danger. He knows quite well that the only method by which they can harm us is by causing us to sin. One can easily imagine the conversation that must have taken place between the king and his close advisor, Haman, before announcing the banquet.